The state reported a new large fire in the Delta Junction area yesterday. Fire Information Officer Pete Buist says the Big Swede fire had already burned 2,000 acres when it was identified in the vicinity of the Gills Creek fire.
The visibility has been so bad over the last few days. There's so much smoke laying in the valleys from the existing fires. It had grown quite a bit before they actually discovered it.
So far this year, 293 fires have burned nearly 464,000 acres. The state's biggest wildfire has combined with a second blaze. Buist says the 133,000-acre Toklat blaze southwest of Nenana has burned together with the 17,000-acre Jeans Creek fire.
In the world of firefighting, that's not necessarily a terrible thing. It actually can slow the action on the front of the upwind fire that moves into the burned area.
Thunderstorms have helped slow the Gills Creek fire north of Delta Junction. Fire Information Officer Tom Lavanino says showers dumped varying amounts of moisture on the 18,000-acre blaze.
None of that was sufficient enough to put the fire out, but it was just mitigating the fire intensity, so the fire is not so aggressive and we can get crews in there safely to operate and construct fire line.
Hundreds of firefighters aided by bulldozers and air support are working the Gills Creek blaze, which has threatened power lines along the Pogo Gold Mine Access Road.